Planned Parenthood of Indiana brought suit against the state after the General Assembly passed legislation in 2011 halting Medicaid funding to abortion providers. A federal district judge last year temporarily halted the effects of the law, and Tuesday the Seventh Circuit upheld that ruling. Planned Parenthood of Indiana President Betty Cochran describes her reaction to the ruling as glee and says it's not abortion dollars that would be cut off.
It's pap tests, it's birth control, it's breast exams, it's STD testing and treatment.
But Indiana Right to Life legislative director Sue Swayze says Hoosiers can receive those services elsewhere and that the bill was designed to prevent support for the state's abortion providers.
We hope that we can appeal again and take it all the way up and see how much the federal government, through a program like Medicaid, can have programmatic rules that tie the hands of states to do things that they find distasteful.
In a statement, Attorney General Greg Zeller says his office will review the decision more thoroughly before deciding on further action. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.